Okay, so Georgia, who's going to be on screen today, is going to be our presider and meditator. And we have, I'll just introduce Linda for this first song, Georgia, and then we'll let you go through. So we're going to get us started off right away with Linda Kidder.
Welcome and thank you so much, Linda. We love having you coming back to see us and play for us. So thank you. And I'm Georgia Neekin. I'm one of the spiritual practitioners here at CSL White Rock. Looks like I'm in France. That's a Paris background, but actually I'm zooming in from Qualicum on Vancouver Island. So thanks for joining us today. My name is Georgia Neekin, and as a representative of CSL White Rock, I recognize that I'm a settler on this land. I'm grateful and honored to live and operate on the traditional ancestral unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, and the other members of this gathering are working and living in the traditional land of many Indigenous peoples. At CSL White Rock, we're committed to the vision of a loving, vibrant world that works for all. We're committed to uplifting Indigenous voices, respecting traditional lands, and working with communities towards reconciliation. I thank the First People who continue to live and care for the Mother Earth and all that is above and all that is below. CSL White Rock is an inclusive spiritual community and learning center. We honor many paths of the One. So our teachings built on four basic beliefs. Number one, there's one life and it's the source of all life and all things. Number two, we are spirit having a human experience. Number three, my husband's favorite, nothing outside of us needs to change in order to be happy. And number four, we're here to walk each other home.
Well, thanks everyone for showing up today. And what a beautiful song, Linda. It's perfect timing. I was feeling a little frazzled. I don't know if you guys maybe noticed. But I was like, oh my. And so I have these little cards that they're little thoughtfulness cards. And I thought, okay, I'll just pull one to see what it says. So what it says to me today is love yourself, appreciate yourself, and see the good in you. So yes, thank you. And what a perfect timing for the song or the talk that I'm doing, as Alan's correcting, fixing me here, as it is called Be Yourself, Everyone Else Is Taken. Right? And I don't know about you, but growing up, I always thought I wanted to be somebody else. I had a younger brother, and he was 6 years younger, so I'd been the only one for the longest time. But then he was a boy, and my dad just seemed to like, oh, so I wanted to be a boy so bad. I still think I have some of those tomboy ways in me. Getting me in a skirt sometimes is a little bit more of a challenge than not. But I learned to embrace being who I am, and which is good. So today, this be yourself, everybody else is taken. And you know, I think it works with our vision of being a loving, vibrant world that works for all here at CSL White Rock. And as our mission, we offer tools for transformation, authentic self-expression, and conscious living. Isn't that about falling back in love with who you are, each of you? And to be the love that we want to see in the world. And that's kind of my little mantra that I sign all my emails with, is be the love that you want to see in the world. And I know that's a takeoff of, I can't remember, I think it's Gandhi's, Be Kindness, right? So today, you know, we're going to go over a couple of things here. I have notes actually in three different places today. That's kind of funny. So we're going to talk about cultivating the awareness of who we are, right? Because to fall back in love with ourselves, we need to acknowledge who we actually are and know that inner self. And then we're going to talk about cultivating some compassion for ourselves. How can we cultivate that compassion, that love for ourselves? Because I don't know about you guys, but does anybody here go to bed at night and lie there and think, oh, I should have said that. Oh, why did I wear that outfit today? Oh my goodness, why did I do this? Why did I do that? Oh, you should have done this, you should have done that. I don't know about you, but in full transparency, that happens in my life. It happens. So it's how do you calm that down? How do we stop doing that? And I think that is that cultivating that compassion for ourselves. And then the third thing that it takes, as well as cultivating the compassion and cultivating the awareness of who we are, but it takes courage. It takes courage to be vulnerable, to show up as who we are. Because I don't know, I like to show up in the bright, shiny me. Right? I like to show up that I'm getting stuff done. I got this all under control. I'm going to pass my panels tomorrow. No problem whatsoever. Absolutely. You know, but there's also that other side of me, that little voice in the back of my head. Like, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? So it's falling back in love with that who I am, and cultivating that piece of authenticity. Brené Brown says, authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. Isn't she lovely, that Brené Brown? It's the daily practice of letting go who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. You know, and she goes on to talk about belonging, and in a podcast that she did about a discovering your authentic self, she says belonging to yourself is true belonging. It's a spiritual practice in finding the sacredness in being part of something, but also the courage to stand alone. The courage to stand alone and be and know that the truth is, right? The truth is that we're all one. We're here, and when we're cultivating that awareness of who we are, we know that there is that one divine mind. There is that one divine wisdom that is operating in, through, and as each of us. We have it. And it's just, are we willing to accept that? Are we willing to step into that? Because sometimes it can be a bit scary, it can be a bit off, but it's when we embrace that peace. And she was talking about, well, where she started talking about that was with Maya Angelou's quote, "Belonging everywhere, which is really nowhere, is what sets us free." I know, right? That's a bit of a mind twister. The quote is, "Belonging everywhere, which is really nowhere, is what sets us free." And that's that peace. It doesn't matter whether I'm at CSL White Rock, which is a fabulous place to be, and that we're here practicing this, being authentic with each other. We're here practicing our spiritual work to go deeper, to dive deep, to increase our appetite of joy and love, right? Or we are then, but we're really, if we're all one and it's everything and there is all of that, then we're really nowhere as well at the same time. But it's when, I know, I have people here in the audience shaking their head, but it's when we belong to ourselves. It is here in our heart space that we're home. That's where we belong. Because when I first belong here, then it's easier for me to belong outside of myself. It's easier for me when I love myself to have that love then to share with everybody else. It's when I have that love for myself and acceptance of myself that I can just show up being whoever I am. And sometimes, you know what, it's a little bit dorky. Sometimes it's the girl who wears the red glasses so that I'm like, hi. And sometimes it's the quiet introspective me who's like, oh, you know, I just need some time. Because life is so fast. Life is so fast. So where do we slow down and take that moment to breathe? And I mean, our practitioners are fabulous. They offer you that time to breathe when you go to their sacred circles, which is a lovely event. Or if you come when I offer the deep dive, or even today at the workshop, you know, when we get to do spiritual practice together. Because that is where we grow. And that is where we can move forward and go from there. So we recognize that there's only one thing. And I know that you all know that. That's not something new, right? It's something that I think here in our New Thought tradition that we really embrace. So we're going to just go with that premise that we're all here in that one thing. And we're all invited to step into our faith of the eternal loving kindness of the living spirit. And speaking that word, that deep center of our being, we know who we are. And what if we were to take off our masks? What if we were to take off that mask of that bright, shiny person and just show up and say, you know what? I'm a little bit scared tomorrow to go into my panels. Right? I know I'm excited. What do they say? Excitement and fear are kind of the same emotion or the same piece. But I'm going to have some compassion for myself tomorrow. And I've set up the day. I've set up my office. I've set up the room that I've got the whole day. Because as Amanda and Derek were here last week, well, not here physically, but on Zoom, weren't they fabulous, actually? It was such a great Sunday gathering. But Amanda gets to go first, drat. But she starts with A, I start with T, so I'm at the end. But it gives me that space. It gives me that day that I didn't book anything and that I'm just able to be with myself, do my own spiritual practice and work through. So that is me showing up self-care, which is that compassion to have for myself. And of course, I'll be calling on my practitioners, Diane and Georgia and Jill, to be praying for me throughout the day. So compassion, having compassion starts with and ends with having compassion for all those unwanted part of ourselves, all those imperfections that we don't even want to look at. That's Pema Chodron. Those things that we don't even want to look at, those shadow selves, what Debbie Ford's shadow self. I know last week, So I've done the book, The Shadow Work. I don't know if anybody else has done Debbie Ford's work. It's a great little book. And she gets you to go on the bus. So you get on the bus and you look around and you have to name everybody on the bus. And the name that you're giving everybody is pieces of yourselves. So I have Miss Patty, who likes to have her pity party. So I show up at Patty's pity party every so often and do that, you know, where I'm like, oh, like even this morning, thank for Diane for reminding us that everything unfolds in perfection, that this is life expressing, right? Because we could have gone and poor Alan, you know, oh, the technology, the sound isn't working, we're here, we're there. So it's easy to go into that place of blame and beating ourselves up, but hey, we're just humans. Well, we're spirit having this human experience, right? And so it's that piece. It's getting that compassion and allowing ourselves to be there. So sometimes, though, we can forget. We can forget to have that compassion for ourselves. So I want you all to say with me, let me see if I can find it. Here it is, this affirmation. Everybody on Zoom as well, and here in the room, I want you to say, I love and accept myself exactly as I am.
I love and accept myself exactly as I am.
Now, what a great affirmation to go and start your day. Now, we have one practitioner, and I hope she's not going to be mad at me for sharing this, and she's not here, Jill, who shows up. She's not here, so I can talk about it, right? But she wakes up in the morning, and she stands in the mirror, and she says, hello, beautiful. How are you today? You know, aren't you just that sweet little thing that I get to spend the whole day with? Like, I love that. And it was amazing. I got to share a room with her a few years ago, and we were in the room, and she got up, and she was in the mirror and doing this, and I didn't realize this at the time. So I thought she was talking to me, and I was like, oh, thanks, Jill. Yeah, wow. That made my day. And she goes, I wasn't talking to you, silly. But that, if when we can... We can say to ourselves, I love and accept myself exactly as I am. And let go of that niggly little thought in there. Well, you're not good enough. You're not this. You're not that. Oh, I'm not feeling so well today. Oh, you know, let that go. Let it be. And just know that truth of who you are. You are that spirit having this human experience. And, you know, and it's putting down that big stick, And at night, that lying down that I talked about earlier, you know, it's sometimes I feel like I'm inviting like this really mean person into bed with me. Like, why would to lie down beside me and cuddle up? I'm like, and then whisper in my ear all these mean, terrible things about, oh, you should have done that. Or why didn't you say that? So it's kicking that person to the curb and just allowing myself to repeat, I love and accept myself exactly as I am, in my quirkiness, in my showing up, in sometimes needing attention, sometimes it's in my sadness or my scaredness, and it's okay. That's what it's about. Could you imagine? I mean, it would be great. I know we think about this. They say, well, it'd be great to be happy all the time. But then there's those moments when we're not happy, but then we can appreciate what kind of went through before. Grief is one of those ones, you know? And sometimes I struggle with, you know, they always say there's a gift in everything. And sometimes I can struggle to find that gift. But that's okay too, because I know that I keep walking through the path. And that is what takes courage. And that's what here at CSL White Rock. That is here that we are each here walking this path. This new thought philosophy, this, as Ernest Holmes says, it's a philosophy, a faith, a way of life. It's not for the faint of heart, people. It's not. It's us showing up and being willing to do the work ourselves. not just being fed, say 50 Hail Mary, oh, sorry, I shouldn't say that. Anyways, it's not saying something and just following it for that reason, because it all serves a purpose and everything suits everybody, but it's finding that thing that suits you, your own spiritual path, your own way. And that's where all our spiritual practice comes in. And that's where I hope CSL White Rock, where we step in, is that we're here when you're listening to the talks or talking with a practitioner or showing up at one of our other events, is that you're going, oh, there is another way to think about this. Oh, I can choose something different. I worked with my prayer partner the other day, and Eric, you've met him. He's come in and done some meditations with us. And I said, I'm grumpy today. And he says, oh, hello, grumpy. Nice to meet you. And he said, and he goes, well, you know what I did this morning? He said, I woke up and I said, today I choose happiness. I choose happiness. So he said, Miss Grumpy, what about choosing differently now in this moment? And of course he made me laugh, and then I was like, oh, okay, I can do this. I can choose. But that is the piece. We can choose to do things differently. And that's what this teaching is about, that we are always at choice. Okay, I'm going to end kind of off with this. I have two more quotes for you, but this one, okay, now you thought the one I said before was a mind bender, Shelley, just wait for this one. Every time you're given a choice between disappointing someone else and disappointing yourself, your duty is to disappoint that someone else. Your job throughout your entire life is to disappoint as many people as it takes to avoid disappointing yourself. Right? That's from Glennon Doyle. Every time you're given a choice to disappoint someone else or disappointing yourself. How often have we chosen to disappoint ourselves because we wanted to make everybody else happy? Or, you know, we thought it was the right thing to do. Oh, I need to do this because, you know, what will people think of me? And it's that piece of not caring about what other people think of me. Because you know what other people think of me, you guys have heard me say this before, but it's none of my business, right? And that's from Terry Cole Whitaker. She wrote a book on that. What you think of me is none of my business. Imagine if we all showed up that way. I mean, there's still parameters, people. There's still parameters. There's still kindness matters. Kindness matters. But, you know, what happens when we disappoint ourselves? I know for me, when I disappoint myself, when I don't follow through on a commitment, or I don't, you know, hand in an assignment on time, or again, that stick comes out and I can beat myself up. Oh, I didn't do that social media post. Oh, I was late with the newsletter. Whatever it was. Like, oh, but that's not the truth of who I am. So our worth and our longing are tied to but it's how we look and view of ourselves. So that piece of us, when we don't follow through or we disappoint ourselves, our self-confidence can go down and shrink. And that's the piece that we want to increase. Because people, we're here, we're humans. We're the spirit having this human experience, and we're walking each other home. So we want to be in that place of joy and happiness. And it's our worth and longing are not to be negotiated with other people, because we can negotiate a contract, we can negotiate what time we show up, we can negotiate many things, but don't negotiate who you are with other people. Now, I know I've done that in that people-pleasing stage of mine. I think I'm a recovering people-pleaser. I'm hoping I'm on the road to recovery. 12-step program in my way or in my works. But it's that betrayal that we can decide for ourselves that's no longer serving us. So being who we are. So the last quote I'll reference today as we're closing in this time is the privilege of a lifetime. The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. The privilege of a lifetime is to become truly who you are. And that is that fire, that spark that Georgia talked about in her meditation, that looking into the fire. And I love Mariah Mountain Dreamers. I'm going to totally butcher this, but her poem about standing by the fire with somebody and knowing who they really are. She doesn't care about what you've done or what you are, but she wants to know who you are standing in that fire, whether it's the grief, the sorrow, the joy, the elation, whatever it is. So that's our job today, people. To show up in our messiness, as this messy human being, as I have a friend says a lot, and also in our quirkiness and our joyfulness, it just doesn't matter. Just be who you are, because everybody else is taken. So thank you. So let's take this into prayer, because that's what we do as good religious scientists. We take it in, and we know that there is this one life, this one love, this one universal divine mind that is operating in, through, and as each of us. So today, I know this truth for myself, and I know it for each person here and on Zoom, that we are one with that one mind. We are one with that divinity. And that source is right here in our heart space. So today I know I show up being authentic and being myself and knowing that I am divinely guided in every moment. And that every moment I get to choose. I can choose happiness or I can choose sadness. I allow my full expression of myself to show up right here, right now. I love my life. So today, in gratitude and joy and knowing this truth of who I truly am, that I am the love that I want to see in the world. I express that love fully today in this moment. I embrace it and I show up authentically, because who else better to be than me? And the same for each of you. Who else better to be than that individual expression of the one mind? So embrace all the parts. Embrace the love, embrace the sadness, embrace the joy, embrace the fear. It's all there. And we know that we're walking this path together, that we're showing up in love every day. So I release these words, the law of mind, where right action is already happening. It's already working through us in this new expression. I let it go, I let it be, and I ask you to join me in saying, and so it is.
All right. All right. Thank you. I want to send a hello to Claire from Spain. Wave to us, Claire. She's what a dedicated member of our center. She's from Sevilla, Spain today. She flew off to Spain. I'm so jealous. Way to go, Claire. And same to everybody who zoomed in today from wherever you're coming from. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. So if you like this center and you like us, this is your chance to show your happiness and your wisdom and your kindness and prosperity with yourself by giving back to yourself as you give to us. So if this is how you feel about our center, we are solely funded by your donations, solely funded. This means your monetary gift is deeply valued. So every dollar that we receive helps provide the messages today. It pays the wages, pays for the rent for us to have a center, our musicians, all of those things, are all that personal support. And we really appreciate it. So that makes all of our work possible. So what we give freely, life returns to us multiplied. You know that. For those of you who are staunch, you know, spiritual people, you know that your generosity is what makes the world go around. So please join with me by putting your hand on your heart. And here's our affirmation. Divine love within blesses, say that after me, all and multiplies all that I have and all that I give and all that I receive, and so it is. Thank you too for putting that on the screen. And we also have chat space. Here's the ways to donate. You can see that on the screen for those of you on Zoom. You can mail us the check, send an e-transfer, go online to www.cslwhiterock.com/donate. So those are all ways that you can donate to our center. And it's also in the chat space as well. So please consider that today if you haven't done so already.